Beth Jacobs calling from Muskegon, New York. It's Monday, the 11th. I'm listening to Roundtable. And, you know, Sean Penn wrote for one of the large San Francisco papers, so I don't know where Rosemary thinks she knows more than he does. I think it was pretty good. He proved that people could get to this man if they wanted to, and basically they didn't want to.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for Gottlieb's essay on immigration. This is Abigail Robin, Kingston, New York.
This is Judy Mage from New Paltz, New York. In a WAMC news broadcast yesterday, I was quite surprised to hear the newscaster referring to the bill in Albany as a physician-assisted suicide bill, which was a very incorrect way to term it. Having witnessed two of my closest friends in the last year and in the last 2 years, two of them die of cancer, a prolonged and miserable death because there was no assistance available for them. I feel very strongly that the concept of dignified end of life is a very important one and should be referred to accurately.
Dr. Olejak, calling from Del Mar, New York. I wanted to comment on the president's comment in his State of the Union about eradicating cancer. The problem with the approach that we've had so far, which is a failure, is that it focuses entirely on treatment and detection. And there's nothing being done to deal with the 80,000-plus chemicals that are in the environment, which are cancer-causing agents. These cancer-causing agents are in the food, they're in the air, they're in the products that we put on our skin. There can be no solution to cancer until we deal with the chemicals that are in the environment.
Henry Rose, Dalton, Massachusetts. A couple of months ago, I heard Alan Shartok comment that Hillary Clinton was almost certainly going to be the Democratic nominee for president, and he downplayed Bernie Sanders' chances. After getting 2.5 million donors, being in a dead heat for New Hampshire and for Iowa right now, and having 3,000 volunteers in the Berkshires alone, isn't it time for Alan to make some comments about Bernie being a very serious candidate? Thank you very much.